Welcome to Hampden Park, where things are building up very nicely. Kickoff is fast approaching. Aberdeen against Morton. At stake is a place in the final of the Betfred Cup. Here is how the teams are lining up. Aberdeen, Joe Lewis in goals, Shea Logan, Mark Reynolds, Anthony O'Connor and Andy Considine across the back. In front of them we've got Johnny Hayes, Kenny McLean, Graham Shinney and Niall McGinn, with James Maddison playing in that kind of free role off Adam Rooney, who leads the Dons attack. The substitutes for Aberdeen: Neil Alexander, Wes Burns, Peter Pollitt, Jaden Stockley, Callum Morris, Ryan Jack. Great to see him back after a couple of months out with a pretty bad knee injury. And Miles Storey. As for Morton, well, they line up Andrew McNeil, Thomas Aware, Gavin Gunning, Michael Doyle, Gary Oliver, Kudus Oyonuga, Jamie Lindsay, Mark Russell, Jamie McDonough, Andrew Murdoch and Jai Kitongo. The subs: Derek Gaston, Lee Kilday, Ricky Lamy, Aidan Nesbitt, Michael Tidzer, Scott Tiffany and John Scully. And your match referee is Kevin Clancy. Joining me here at Hampden Park is North Sound One's Jim Irving. Jim, how do you see this one going?
Well, we've got two teams coming into this game, Dave, in form. Aberdeen winning 5 out of the last 5. Morton, they started the season slowly. They've won 4 out of the last 5. So we've got formed teams. And this is the semi-final that both sides would have chosen. They've avoided the Old Firm. And from an Aberdeen perspective, they're playing a team from the Championship. So they're not going to underestimate them. But no, Aberdeen are going to be delighted. And Morton as well.
Morton served notice as to how good they can be, what they can produce on the day. Last weekend, didn't they? They went to Queen of the South, the then Championship leaders, and hammered them 5-0 on their own patch.
5 different scorers as well. One significant player, though, that's missing for Morton, Ross Forbes. He scored one and he assisted with 4 of the other goals. He's missing today, suspended, so that will be a big miss for the Morton side.
Need to watch out for the likes of Jai Kitongo, a terrific young talent.
Well, of course, he was at Pittodrie when he was 17. Got a bit homesick, we believe. But no, son of Jose Kitongo, for those old enough to remember him as a tricky winger. He is going to be one of the dangers up front. The Dons are going to have to watch him.
Looking at the way Aberdeen are lining up, 4-4-1-1 or 4-2-3-1, no real surprises in the personnel.
No, well, you predicted, Dave, Ryan Jack starting in the bench. There's a good chance I would have thought of him coming on at some point. But when you look at the attacking options that Aberdeen have got, Johnny Hayes, McGinn, James Maddison, he's been a fantastic loan signing. And Adam Rooney, 3 goals in the last 4 games. So Aberdeen have got goals in them for sure.
What's your score prediction?
Well, I'm sticking with 3-1. I think Aberdeen have got to be 2 goals better than Morton. I'm going 3-1. What about yourself?
I am going to go for 2-0. It certainly is not going to be easy. You know, Morton under Jim Duffy. You know what you're going to get with a Jim Duffy side? You're going to get a team that's organised. They keep it simple. Everybody knows what they're going to be doing. And, you know, they're not going to come flying at us because they'll get torn apart. They'll try and contain us. And I think the longer the game goes on at 0-0, the more, you know, maybe anxiety will creep into the Aberdeen players and the Aberdeen support. But let's hope we get a nice early goal and that'll settle things.
No, I completely agree. I think the first goal will be important. I'm thinking it's going to come from the Dons, but let's hope for a good open game. Semi-finals can often be cagey affairs. Let's hope that isn't the case today and we get a good, open, entertaining game.
And here's to Aberdeen making the League Cup final and hopefully repeating that amazing success at Parkhead, or Park Red, as it should be, from a couple of years ago.